Hi folks, this is Chris Montoya, a program manager on the Remote Desktop Services team. Today, I'm excited to talk to you about all the great improvements and features we made in Windows Server 2016. Now, for all those people that have deployed RDS, or at least deployed it in high availability, this might look a little bit familiar. As you'll see, here's our different roles and services, put on VMs, and then set up in high availability across multiple machines. So you'll see here with my mouse, the first set are RD Web and Gateway, then RD Session Hosts, and then we have the RD Connection Broker with Licensing Server. And then with the highly available RD Connection Broker, we also have these SQL VMs. And the SQL VMs are in the SQL Server Always On cluster. Now, in this high availability mode, we've heard countless feedback that, one, it's super hard and super expensive to actually set up that SQL Server Always On cluster. Two, even in that high availability mode, not everyone is able to connect when they first log on at the beginning of the day. And why was that? It's because everyone was trying to log on at the same exact time, something we identify as the logon storm. So, what did we do in the past couple years? We made sure that we fixed these. So first off, you can handle 10,000 connections coming in at a given time. So don't even worry about that logon storm anymore. Second, we actually updated our connections with SQL. And now you don't have to create an entire SQL Server Always On cluster. Instead, you really only need access to that one database that your RD Connection Broker is going to connect to. So what does your deployment look like now? Well, it will look a little bit something like this. Instead, we can now connect to Azure SQL Database and use that database and even the reliability of Azure to keep our Remote Desktop Connection Broker and our entire RDS deployment up and running. So let's dive into Azure and just show you how to make that SQL database and how you actually connect your RD Connection Broker to it. So I'm here in Azure, and I'm in my resource group where my entire RDS deployment lies. So that includes my virtual machines, any load balancers, any IP addresses. Everything is here in my resource group, so I can see it all in one view. Now, the first thing we need to do to make sure that we can connect to an Azure SQL database is to create that Azure SQL database. So let's go to the top and click Add. Here, you can search for whatever you're looking for. In this case, SQL database. Now, the one we want is the very first one. And then you can read the description, but I'm going to go ahead and create. In this blade, we'll enter some options. So let's do SQL DB. The rest is pretty default. The one other thing you'll have to do is actually go to server. In your case, you might not have a SQL Server already created, so let's go through the steps of creating one right now. So like the database, we have to actually provide a name for this server. And then we also must create a SQL admin login, and these are the credentials that we're going to use to actually connect to the database. Once you're done with that, select that server, and then you're going to create the database. And it's that simple. So now let's actually go back to our resource group. So now you see we don't have this one set up just yet, but instead we do have our previously created SQL Server and SQL database. So jumping to the database, in order to connect to it, we're going to need a connection string. So let's grab the second one, as that's the one that our RD Connection Broker recognizes. So to set up high availability now, let's jump into the RD Connection Broker. This screen actually should look very familiar. Now there's only one slight difference. Instead of it just having a dedicated database server, now you'll see the shared database server. And that's how we're going to connect to our Azure SQL database. So let's click the second option. Now we need to create a DNS name for the RD Connection Broker cluster. In this case, I have the hacb.contosa.com routing to my different connection brokers. Second, input that connection string. You'll see that everything is pretty fine and dandy, except you actually have to put your password in now. Then you're ready to go. So click Next. And then configure. And now all you do is wait. And in any moment now, you're going to have your RD connection broker all set up in high availability without having to do any of that SQL Server always-on cluster. And you saw it live, folks. We succeeded. Once you hit close, you'll see that we're in high availability mode. Now, just back to this deployment. Do you see how simple that was? How that Azure SQL database is sitting there all innocent? We definitely want to use that going forward. So my call to you guys is try this out on your own. Try setting up your high availability mode for your RDS deployment with the Azure SQL database. Thank you, and look for the rest of the updates in Windows Server 2016.